Mark Raviski here for Parables That Preach, a podcast for preachers. Today is Thursday, March 28th, 2024, and this is episode 84. And in honor of the Easter holiday, it is entitled, He is Alive. When Frank Clemens turned 18, he joined the Air Force. He became a second lieutenant, flew air raids over the English Channel, and was very good at his career. But one day, a telegram came to the Clemens home in Big Springs, Texas, that read, Frank Clemens, missing in action. Mr. and Mrs. Clemens were devastated. They left their home, which was also their place of business, a small repair shop in the back of the house, and they went to the church to speak with their minister, Elmer Dunham, and they prayed. They wept and they prayed that Frank's life would be saved. But 2 weeks later, they received another telegram. Frank Clemens, killed in action in the English Channel, our deepest sympathies. Mr. and Mrs. Clemens were crushed. They had a memorial service for their son, and on the empty casket they placed one lone rose as the whole community mourned his death. But Lieutenant Frank Clemens from Big Springs, Texas, was not dead. It was another Frank Clemens, with a different middle initial, that had been shot down, but they miscommunicated which Frank Clemens it was. Frank Clemens from Big Spring, Texas, had been shot down in the English Channel, but he was picked up by Allied troops and taken to England. Because of his traumatic circumstances, he was given a furlough to return to the United States. Now remember, this was World War II, and Frank was around 18. He decided it was not necessary to call home in advance, he would just show up. He wanted to surprise his family, totally unaware of the grief they had been through. He arrived in New York, flew to Dallas, and took a bus to Big Springs, Texas, and walked the short distance from the bus station to his home. He saw the door was opened in that little repair shop behind the house, and he walked to the doorway, where he peered inside to see his father working on an appliance. He stood there for a moment with nostalgia sweeping over him. Then he simply said, "Dad? Dad." His father turned around and his mouth dropped open. He raced to his son, hugged him, looked up at him again, and hugged him again. Then his father raced to the house, shouting, "Mom, he's alive! He's alive! He's alive!" The next day, the headline in the local paper read, "Lieutenant Frank Clemens returns, alive." This Easter celebration is exactly what that is all about. The Savior, who was dead, is now alive. And because he's alive, we too can live. The Bible tells us that even though a man dies, yet shall he live when he learns to trust Jesus. This Easter, don't be caught up in the bunnies, the eggs, and all the little things that distract us from the real meaning. Look to the risen Savior and let him inspire you to a life of faith, love, and faithfulness. Until next time, this has been Mark Raviski with Parables That Preach. Make sure to preach the word.